Okay, today's shiur is Le'ilui Nishmat Yosef v'Moshe HaKohen v'Matan. Today we're going to start, today's daf is Zion. We're going to start at the two dots at the bottom of Vav Amud Bet. We're going to go back a little bit. But we're going back to the part of the Mishnah where it talked about if you had Yediyah B'Tchila and Yediyah B'Sof, but you forgot in the middle. Remember, we're talking about Tumah. So you were Tameh, and then you forgot you were Tameh. And then you went to the Mikdash or a Kochim, and then you remembered, oh, wait, I was Tameh. Then you bring this Korban Olevi Ored, as opposed to, if you recall, if you forgot and you don't, you knew originally you were Tameh and you couldn't go to the Mikdash, then you forgot that you were Tameh, or again, it could be you forgot it was the Mikdash, you forgot it was Kochim, whatever it was that you forgot, and then you don't remember. So what do we say? What provides Kapara? The Se'ir Lechatat and Yom HaKippurim. That's done bifnim.
And Yishkodesh, or was that?
No. That's for other stuff. So if you remembered, and then you knew, and then you forgot, then the Se'ir HaPnimi, the one that the blood is sprinkled inside, that Se'ir and Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper and Atzmo Shel Yom HaKippurim, right? The two of those things are Mechaper, but we call it its Toleh. Until what time? Until such time that you actually figure it out. And if you figure it out eventually and you realize, oh, wait a minute, I was Tameh, then you have to bring your Korban Olevi Ored even after Yom HaKippurim. In other words, it's a temporary kapara that if you never remember, well, then it covers you. But if you eventually remember, then you have to fix it by bringing the Korban Olevi Ored. Okay, so now let's talk about, we're going to go into detail. So first, the Gemara, if you remember, we started with, okay, take sheets if you have with the psukim. There's a lot of psukim today, so I put them all on a sheet. I hope I got all of them. If you remember, the first thing we started with yesterday, at the end of yesterday's daf, was that it says in the pasuk, okay, in Vayikra Hey, our parak, where we're talking about the Korban Olevi Ored, it says, number one, v'nefesh ki techtav shama kol alav, v'hu eid, o ra'ah, o yada, o lo yagiv, v'nasav, no. Number one, you bring a Korban Olevi Ored if you see testimony, you see something, and you don't testify about it. Number two, o nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tameh, o b'nivlat chaya tameh, o b'nivlat behema tameh, o b'nivlat sheretz tameh, v'ne'elam imed v'hu tameh v'ashem. So he touches tuma, some sort of tuma, all different types they list here, of nivelot. O ki gabe tumat adam lechol tumato asher yitma'ava, v'ne'elam imed v'hu yada v'ashem. All it says in the pasuk is, he touched something tameh, and he forgot. But it doesn't say what he did while he was tameh. So that's what we're left to figure out. And the last case is, O nefesh kichi shava levatei b'sfatayim la'arav le'itiv. That's the whole reason we're here. Shvua bitoy. That's where we started in the Masechet, and that's how we got to the Yediyat Hatuma. So if you take a shvua bitoy, you say something la'arav le'itiv, either I will do something, I won't do something, and then you forget, again, v'hu yadav Hashem. So now we want to start with figuring out, there's a reason why I reviewed all the other cases, okay, besides just it's good to review, but you'll see in a minute. But the first question is, how do we know? The Brita starts out and says, Minayin she'ena katub medaber ela betumat mikdash bekodeshav. How do we know that what he did when he was tameh was he went to the mikdash or he ate kochim? So the first they say, v'din hu ho'il v'yishir v'anash ala tumah v'chiev korban ala tumah. Umash is here vanash ala tumah, lo is here vanash, el al tumat mikdash v'kodeshav. When do we see this chiyuv kare? If you did it bebezid, if you went to the mikdash or a kochim. Only on those two cases do you get chiyuv kare. So after shechayav korban ala tumah, lo chiyev el al tumat mikdash v'kodeshav. So the assumption is, since that's the highest level problematic issue you do when you're tameh and you get kare for it, therefore, when we have this other thing, the b'shogeg, you bring a korban, that must be also for things you're chayav karet for, which would be the mikdash and the kochim. So now the Gemara says, ve'ema truma, she is here v'anasht. What about truma? Truma also is, we're commanded in the Torah, it's usher to eat truma. Do you remember what you get if you eat truma? If you eat truma when you're tameh, it's mita bidei shamayim. Okay? So the Gemara first suggests, why don't we say that also it's talking about someone who's tameh who eats truma. So we see there's an azhara in the Torah, just like there's an azhara for mikdash and kodshim. So also truma. So now the Gemara says, lo eshkechan avon mita dechieva le korban. We don't see a case, in other words, we started out by saying, these are the two cases, emchi of kare. Chiv Karet goes alongside. You do a b'mezid, you get Karet. The Shogeg, you bring a Korban Chatat. But we don't have cases where you get Mita B'dei Shamayim if you did a b'mezid and Korban when you did a b'shogeg. So they say that's why Truma's off the list, because we don't have Avon Mita D'chiev Alei Korban. So they say, it's true that generally when there's Mita B'dei Shamayim, you don't bring a Korban, a regular Korban Chatat. But our case is not your classic Korban Chatat. How do we know that? Two reasons. What are the two reasons? Number one, it's a Korban Olevi Yored, meaning you don't have to bring the particular animal you generally bring for a Korban Chatat. But if you don't have money, right, you can bring birds. And if you don't have money, you can bring a mincha. It's already on a bit of a different level. And number two, look back at our list. This is why I reviewed. Look at the list of all the things that you get punished, that you bring a Korban Olevi Yored. Not all of them do you get Karet for. If you swear falsely, right, you make a Shvua Bitoy falsely, you don't get Karet if you did a B'mezid. And if you don't testify when you're supposed to, you also don't get Karet B'mezid. So comes the Gemara and they say, Eima ha'nemile, this concept that we don't have Avon Mita D'chiev Alei Korban, maybe that's only Korban Kavua. Okay, Korban Kavua as opposed to the sliding scale. Korban Kavua is your classic Korban Chatat. That's why we have a Korban Chatat. Aval Olevi Yored Neite, but maybe you would bring a Korban Olevi Yored for Avon Mita, which means again, maybe. Okay, our whole issue was, you bring this Korban Olevi Yored. Remember, our question was, it doesn't say in the Pasuk what the subject is. So we're assuming it's Biyat HaMikdash and Achilat Kodshim. But now the Gemara is suggesting maybe Truma, and then they say, oh, well, Truma, there's no such chiyuv Korban for Mita B'dei Shamayim. And they say, maybe that's true for Korban Chatat, there's no such thing, but maybe for Korban Olevi Yored there would be. And what's our proof? Midi Dehave, Ashmiat Kova, B'toy Sfatayim. Just like you heard something and you didn't testify about it in court, or you did a Shvuat B'toy, you said you're going to do something and you don't do it. On those things, if you did a b'mezid, you don't get karet. So maybe also you could say it would apply to eating truma where there's no karet either. So now they have to come up with a different reason how we know it's mikdash v'kodshim and not truma. Amakra ba. Ba lemi'ute truma. Okay, so now where's the ba? I bolded it. If you look at Vayikra, hey, pasuk gimel, o ki igabe trumat adam l'chol trumato asher yitma ba. That you will be nitma on it. Okay, so they say on it, meaning not truma. Okay, so now they say, Eima balamute mikdash, delo sagele b'korban olevi yored, aydamaite korban kavua. That doesn't prove anything. But you're assuming, okay, the Gemara is assuming originally, that ba means, okay, ba is to exclude. That we can accept. Ba is saying just this, nothing else. So the first direction of the Gemara was to say it excludes things that you don't have to bring a Korban Olevi Yored for because it's less chamor, like truma. Right? Obviously, truma is less chamor than mikdash and kodshim. Right? Those are on a higher level. We know this from Dine Tuma and Tara, right? That there's revi lituma when it comes to kodshim, there's shlishi lituma when it comes to truma, and there's only sheni when it comes to regular things, right? So only when it comes to truma, there's shlishi, kochim, there's revi, meaning it goes one level farther, meaning kochim's on a higher level. But now the Gemara is saying, why don't you go the opposite direction? Ba is coming to exclude, this is a little like the ir miklat, that if you're karav le'ones, you could be fatur, or if you're karav le'mezid, you could be fatur. Here also we're going to say, ba means only you're allowed to, you can bring a, because remember, korban olevi yored means you're chayav to bring one, but additionally it means that you will receive kapara from doing this, just like the ir miklat issue. So now we're going to say maybe it comes to exclude bi'ara mikdash to say that if you go to the mikdash when you're tameh, you can't bring a korban lechaper. You've done something so bad that this korban olev yared isn't even going to help you. Okay? Because remember, it's the same as ir miklat. It helps you, but it also, right? In other words, it's a punishment, but it also helps you. So now we're going to say maybe when it says ba, it's saying, maybe it means truma and kodshim. If you eat those, okay, we're going to let you do a korban olevi yored. But mikdash already, we're not going to let you do a korban olevi yored. Or alternatively, you could read this, lemi'ute mikdash en kodshim, de lo sagele. Okay, that's the lo sagele. It's not enough. Lo sagele be korban olevi yored, ad demaite korban kavua. In other words, this korban olevi yored is not sufficient. You won't get kapara with this. What will you need to do? Let's again, let's read the psukim in the Torah. The psukim say, if you're tameh and you ate truma, then you bring a korban olevi yored. But if you went farther, okay, the assumption would be like this. If you went farther and you ate kodshim or mikdash, or maybe just mikdash, unclear from the pshat whether they mean just mikdash or they're putting mikdash together with kodshim, then you'd have to bring a better korban. What's a better korban? A chatah, which no matter what has to be an animal and doesn't have this, you know, this easier answer. Well, if you're not so rich, so you could bring something less. Okay, so maybe that's what the Ba'a comes to exclude, and therefore that's not sufficient either. So we're still struggling with our original question, which is, how do we know the psukim referring to specifically Tuma, Mikdash, and Achilat Kodshim? Kari Rava Ale de Rebbe, Dolem Mayim Biborot Amukim. Rava said about Rebbe, he takes the water from the deepest wells, meaning he's the one who figured out this big question. Okay, right? If you can take water out from the deep wells, it means you're very talented, right? You're very capable. So Rava says about Rebbe, he's the one who figured out this big debate about how we know where that it's Mikdash and Kodashim. Ditanya, where do we know that Rebbe says this? Rebbe Omer, Ekra ani chaya behema, lama ne'emra kan, or I guess it reads like that, Ekra ani chaya behema lama ne'emra, Ne'amar kam behemat me'av ne'amar lahalan. I'm sorry, I'm not reading this right. 1 second. Ekrani chaya. Sorry, that's why I read it wrong. Ekrani chaya. It says in the pasuk. Look back at the pasuk again. Okay, that's why I brought you the sheet today. Make it easy to look back and forth. Vayikra he pasuk bed. It says o nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tameh o b'nivlat chayat me'ah o b'nivlat behemat me'ah. So now he says ekrani bechaya. I understand why it says chaya in the pasuk. Now behema, in many instances, is included in chaya. Okay, you don't always need to say behema and chaya. So he says, once it says chaya, behema lama ne'emra. Why did we need it also to say behema? Behema could have been included in chaya. You didn't need to list it separately. So now, what does he say? So behema is extra. If it's extra, what are we going to do with it? We're going to use it for a drasha. What type of drasha? A gzera shava, where we take two words that appear in different verses and we say what's true for one is true for the other. Ne'amar kan behemat me'ah, v'ne'amar lahalan behemat me'ah. Okay, where's the behemat me'ah before we go on? Second section of your page, Vayikra Perek Zayin, in Pasuk Kaf Aleph, I'm skipping Kaf for right now. V'nefesh kitira b'chol tameh b'tum'at adam o b'behemat me'ah o b'chol sheretz tameh. Here we go. You ready? V'achal mi basar zevach hashlamim asher la'Hashem v'nechrta nefesh ahi. So what do you see here? If you are tameh from the behema tameah, and what do? It tells what you do. And you eat kodshim. So if you're tameh from that and you eat kodshim, you'll get karet. So now what are we going to assume? It says behema tameah there. It says behema tameah bayas. It must be referring to achilat kodashim. Okay, so now so far Rebbe's gotten us the kodshim. We haven't gotten to the mikdash yet. So let's read it inside now. Ma lahalan tumat kodesh, afkan tumat kodesh. So now the Gemara says, eshkachan tumat kodesh, but tumat mikdash minalan. So what about tumat mikdash? What do we do with that one? Where do we find that from? Amarkra, bechol kodesh lo tiga, ve'ela mikdash lo tavo. Itkash mikdash lach kodesh. We have this pasuk, we've seen this before in Makot. The pasuk in Parshat Tazria, Yishaki Tazria v'yada zachar, right, and then Yimol v'sar v'latob yom shmini, and then it tells us how many days she has of demei tuma, and then demei tohar, right, different for a boy and a girl. So it says there in the section about the zachar, u'shloshim yom u'shloshet yomim teshev b'demei tahara. The first 7 days she's tamei, dam tamei. The next 33 days it's dam tohar. What's the difference? The first 7 days, she can't sleep with her husband and can't go to the mikdash. The next 33 days, she's allowed to sleep with her husband, but she can't go to the mikdash. Okay, she can't do anything kosher related. Nowadays, it's all irrelevant, but there was a time when this was practiced. Now we treat everything sapek zava, and you have to wait shevanikim. But in those days, you didn't need shevanikim for this. Ushloshim yom shloshim. And then what does it say? What can't she do? Bechol kodesh lo tiga. Ve'ela mikdash lo tavo. So therefore, what do we say? Mikdash is always, because mikdash and kodshim, eating kodshim, come together in the pasuk here, which is obviously totally not our context. Although it's not totally not, because she's also, it's It's dumb tohar. It's sort of, even though it's tohar, it's sort of, it's dumb. It prevents her from going to the mikdash and eating the kodshim. So we're going to assume that the two go together. So now we have our answer finally. How do we know that the psukim that talked about bringing a korban or levi yoreh when someone's tameh, when it didn't tell you what the person who was tameh did? How do we know that it means he went to the mikdash or ate kodshim? We learn it from, number one, Ezer Sheva, Be'emat Me'ah, to Be'emat Me'ah, where it talks about eating the basar zevach hashlamim when you're tameh. And once we learn about kodshim, we can learn about mikdash from this pasuk, ve'el mikdash lo tavo, b'chol kodesh lo tiga, ve'el mikdash lo tavo. Okay, that's our answer. However, we're not finished, because Gemara is going to continue and say, ihachi truma nami. But if you're going to say that it all comes, right, this b'chol kodesh lo tiga, we already know, we learned before, that b'chol kodesh lo tiga, da'amar mar, b'chol kodesh lo tiga, lirabot et ha-truma, b'chol kodesh lo tiga also includes truma. So if you're going to say that we're learning from that pasuk, what's included? Well, that pasuk also includes truma. Okay? If I remember correctly, we learned this, and there was a whole debate in Makot about whether b'chol kodesh lo tiga is actually talking about truma, or time. Remember, it was, maybe it means you can't, it says b'chol kodesh lo tiga, and then we learned there was a machlok at Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, is it talking about truma, is it talking about lo tochal, and does it mean kodshim? There was a whole debate about this, but the Gemara here just simply brings the opinion that says, b'chol kodesh lo tiga l'rabot et ha-truma. So, they say, well, again, how do we know this? Because ha, mi'et rachmana ba. Now we go back to where we started, when they suggested, not the very beginning, but at some point they suggested, at the top of the summit, they suggested, ba comes to exclude truma. And they say, again, like they said before, ema ba lemeute mikdash, but why do we assume ba is coming to say, you don't have to do it for truma? Maybe it's saying, you can't bring a korban olev yoreh for biat mikdash, and you need to bring something more serious, like a regular korban chatat. Mistabra, so they say, no, it's logical to say that it would exclude truma and include mikdash. Why? Mikdash lo mematinan shekem bekaret kemota. We want to come up with what's the most similar to kodshim. So the Gemara says, mikdash is the most similar to kodshim. If we're going to include one and exclude the other, what would be the most logical? Let's take whatever's the most similar. Why is mikdash more similar to kodshim? Because both of them have chiyuv karet on them. That we saw yesterday, right? That both psukim are with chiyuv karet, if you do them bemezid. So it must be that it's that. Then the Gemara says, no, I could give your logic the other way. Adarabba, truma lo mematinan, shekein achila kimota. You could say that kodshim and truma are very similar because the way that you do the avera is by eating them. So it's done in the exact same way as opposed to mikdash, which is done by walking into the mikdash. That's not the same as truma and kodshim. So if you're going to say it's two and not three, maybe smarter to keep the truma in. So now we're stuck. We're stuck again. We thought we had this answer. Now we're stuck. So we're going to have a different answer. Amarava. Shalosh kritu bishlamim lama. So now Rava points out that there's three psukim. Okay, look at your sheet. It says shalosh krito. That's the fourth section. So there's three places where it says karet when it comes to korban shlamim. So the first one is vayikra perak kafbe pasuk yimol emor lehem ledorot echem kol isha sheyikrav mikol zarachem ela kodeshim asher yakdishu bnei Yisrael la'ashem v'tumato alav. Okay, if you come near the Kodeshim while you're Tameh, v'nichrita nefeshim l'fanai ani Hashem, karet number one. Karet number two is in Vayikra Zayin, Pasuk Kaf. V'nefesh asher tochal mibasar zevach hashlamim asher l'Hashem. If you eat the zevach hashlamim v'tumato alav while you're Tameh, v'nichrita nefeshim l'fanai, you get karet. Third one, the next Pasuk, says, v'nefesh asher tiga b'chol Tameh b'tumat adam, o v'emat mea. This is the one we used for the Gzera Sheva before. Again, it says it. You eat from the kodshim, from the zevach hashlamim. Asher l'Hashem, v'nechrita nefeshim me'ameh. So why does it list karet three times? In the exact same hekshir. Same context. So what's the reason? Echat liklal. One is for the general rule, okay, to teach you. If you eat kodshim when you're tameh, you're going to get karet. That was the first one. If you notice, it didn't say zevach hashlamim. It just said kodshim. It was klali, right? Remember, we have a klal uprat. Well, how does klal uprat work? If you have a klal and then you have a prat, iyat hadan elakeena prat. That we have this klal that it applies to all kodshim, Then we have a prat which says it's specifically for Zevach HaShlamim. So the first one is to say Klal. Echad leprat. The second is to say, oh no, but it's only Kodshim that are like Shlamim. What's unique about Shlamim? It gets eaten, as opposed to all sorts of korbanot that we don't eat the meat at all. So what they're saying is you're only, this is an interesting thing. You're chayiv if you eat a korban that you're not allowed to eat. Bichlal, not just if you're tameh. You're always going to be chayav for eating a korban that you're not allowed to eat. So what if you ate a korban that you're not allowed to eat while you were tummy? So is that what the pasuk's referring to? So according to this, it's a klal uprat to teach you, you're only chayav for eating something tameh if you were allowed to eat it when you're tahor, right? Then you're going to be punished for eating it tameh. But if you weren't allowed to eat it at all, then you don't get this, you're going to get punished because you weren't allowed to eat the korban. But you don't get an additional punishment because you were tameh. Okay, so that's the prat. We're left now with the third. So now we still have an additional kare. What's it obviously going to come to teach according to Rava? Echad l'tumah k'tuvah b'torah stam ve'eini yodea mahi. And the third is to tell you, well, this tumah that you didn't know what it was, in our pasuk, in Vayikrahe, ki yigah b'tumat adam, and you know, and then you've been elam, and b'hu yadav Hashem, we don't know what you did. That third one is telling you, well, you ate from Zevach HaShlamim, you get kare. That must be what the Korban or Levi Yoreid is talking about, which again would get us to that. It's talking about Kodshim, and then we would go back to the Hekesh between Kodshim and Mikdash, and we'd say that. Okay? That's all fine and well, but, right, and then he says, so, in your damai, so Heve Omer, Tum'at Kodesh. Okay? Now, right, it actually has a different way of learning it. I forgot. It's not from the Hekesh. Now, what does he say about Tum'at Kodesh? V'imei no inyan le'tum'at Kodesh, d'nafka le'mi d'rebi. But Tumah Kodesh, remember where we got stuck last time. We understood Kodshim from the Behemah, right? The Kodshim we learned out from the Behemah Tmeah, Behemah Tmeah, right? That's how we learned Kodshim. How we learn Mikdash? From the Hekesh, Ve'ala Mikdash Lo Tavo. And right, Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga, Ve'ala Mikdash Lo Tavo. Then we got stuck because we said, wait, but Kol Kodesh Lo Tiga could include Truma. And therefore, how do you know that it's to include Mikdash and not Truma? And we got stuck there. So what do they say now? We have these three kritu. One is unnecessary. So the unnecessary one is going to teach us about our case. What would you assume it would teach us about, since the subject of that pasuk is achilat kodshim? It would teach us about kodshim. But we don't need it to teach us about kodshim. Why? Because we already know about kodshim from the Zera Sheva that Rebbe said, which is behematmeah, behematmeah. Therefore, we already know our pasuk is including, it's already including achilat kodshim. So now that we have this extra karet by achila kodshim, which is unnecessary, because if we want to teach it, the kodshim is part of this pasuk, we already know that from the Gzera Shava of Rebbe. So we're going to use an imei no inyan. If it's not true for this one, it's not. We don't need it to teach us this, we'll have it teach us something else. And what are we obviously going to have it teach? Mikdash. Okay, so the imei no inyan l'tuma kodesh, d'nafka lemi d'Rebbe, because we already learned that from the Gzera Shav of Rebbe, Tineu Inyan L'Tuma Mikdash. Now, obviously, you could ask, well, why don't we say Tineu Inyan L'Truma? But they have a different way of knocking this down, and therefore they don't go that direction. They say, wait a minute, the Shalosh Kritut in the Psukim, you want to darshan them one way, but someone already used that third one to darshan for something else, and therefore it's not available. V'hai Mibayale, we need that third Kare lechid Rabbi Avahu to teach what Rabbi Avahu taught. To Amar Rabbi Avahu, shalosh kritu b'shlamim lama, echad leklav, echad leprat, like we explained already. Right, one is to say the general rule, you can't eat kodshim when you're tamei. One to say, well, it's only in a case of korbanot that you eat. Ve'echad ledvarim she'enan ne'echalim. And the third is to add karet in a case on korbanot that aren't generally eaten. Okay, even korbanot that aren't generally eaten, if you eat them in your tummy, you are going to be chayav karet. Ule Rabbi Shimon, but what about Rabbi Shimon? Da'amar, dvarim she'enan nechalim, ein chayavim aleim karet. Mishum tuma. If he says, right, Rabbi Shimon says, things that aren't eaten, generally korbanot that don't get eaten, you're not chayav karet mishum tuma, if you eat them in your tummy. So what are we going to say about him? La tuye chatat hapnimit. Okay, now, he wants to teach this chatat apnimit. If you remember, there's those few korbanot that the Kohen sprinkles the blood inside. There's the chatat on Yom Kippurim. There's the par hedem devar shel tzibur and the par kohen on Mashiach, which the chatat gets sprinkled the blood inside. You might have thought, okay, let's get this. Rabbi Shimon said that anything that you bring on the Mizbach HaChitzon, like Shlamim, okay, I'm sorry, anything that you don't, what he says is, the Pasuk by Pigul, okay, now we're on a different topic. It's not a totally different topic, but Pigul is when you have a machshava to eat the korban, not in the time it's supposed to be eaten. So you bring a korban, let's say you can eat for the next day and night, right? Usually you have a certain time frame you can eat the korban, and you say, in your mind, I'm going to eat it in 3 days from now. Okay, so if while you were doing one of the four main avodot of the korban, while you were thinking, I'm going to eat it at a time when I'm not allowed to eat it, right? That all relates to notar, right? That all the extra, if you leave it over past that time. If you think in your mind, I'm going to eat it at a later time, that's called pigul. And comes Rabbi Shimon and he says, the chiyuv of pigul is only things that are like shlamim, because the pasuk talks about pigul in the context of a korban shlamim, which again makes sense because the korban that you eat and pigul is having the wrong machshava of when you're going to eat it. So he says, if it's not karev amizbach hachitzon like the shlamim, then you don't have pigul. So therefore, you might have thought things that are done on the right. Remember, there's two mizbachot. There's the one outside the hechal and there's the one inside. So shlamim is done on the outside mizbeach. So you might say things that are not done on the outside mizbeach already, right, don't have a din of pigul by them because they're not like shlamim. So therefore, you might have thought that, so the things that are done bifnim, there's no pigul. So you might have thought also you're not chayav mishum tuma. Comes this third karet to teach you, you are, even according to Rabbi Shimon, you are going to be chayav mishum tuma. In other words, there's a difference between pigul and tuma. Okay, and you are going to be chayav kamash malan demechayev. Okay, and that's why this third karet is listed, to teach you that all the things done inside, you're also chayav mishum tuma. In which case, we can't use it to teach about our issue that which one is it including or not. So ela amrei nahar d'amishmei d'rava. Here's a simple solution. Shalosh tuma b'shlamim lama. It's not just we don't have to darshan the karet issue. We can darshan the word tuma every time it says in those psukim, right? It says, and he tumato alav, or bit, right, tumato alav, and then the third one it says, ki tigabu chol tameh. Okay? They all mention tuma. So maybe from karet, we learn that you get karet for the mizbach hachitzon, and the mizbach hapnimi, right, in those chatot pnimiyot, you're going to get karet if you eat them tameh. But the word tuma is also unnecessary. So echad leklav, echad leprat. Again, you'll say one of the tuma is saying one to the general rule. Second leprat of that it's like a shlamim. Ve'echad letumah ktuva b'torah stam. And the third one would be coming to teach us our case, which is when it, you know, what's the subject of the korban olevi arev? What did you do when you were tameh? You could say it's coming to teach us that. Again, what are we going to say? Just like we said before, it must be coming to teach about tumat kodeshim, because again, the pasuk, right now we're doing the exact same thing, just not with the word karet, but the word tuma in the pasuk, right? The shoresh tuma that appears on the pasuk. So again, we're going to say, well, it's coming to teach us obviously about tumat kodeshim, because the subject of that those psukim are Zevach HaShlamim, which is Kodshim. But, Imei Noen Yan L'Tuma Kodesh Shenafka Lemi D'Rebbe, but we already learned that it's talking about Tuma Kodesh from Rebbe, Tenei Yuen Yan L'Tuma Mikdash. Okay, so then we can learn from it to Tuma Mikdash. V'hai Nami Mibayle. But then they say, no, the word Tuma is not an unnecessary word in those psukim. Why? You need it, because I did the Bayle Mikhtav Kare, L'Chid Rabbi Yavau, Katav Nami Tumot. You wouldn't understand the pasuk if it didn't say you were tameh. You wouldn't know what you'd be getting karet for. In other words, karet, the tuma there is there to explain the pshat of that pasuk. So you can't say that the tuma is an unnecessary word that we can darshan, and therefore, if you need karet, then you need the tuma to go with it. And if the third karet is used for a different drasha, then it can't be used for our drasha. So we're still stuck. Ella Amar Rava. So Rava's going to now bring a different answer. Atya tum'ato tum'ato. Okay, now we're going to darshan the word in that pasuk. It said in Vayikra Hey Gimel, it said, Oki gabe tumat adam lechol tumato. Okay, and then it said, Tziv hacha lechol tumato. Uktiv hatam, and it says in Bamibar Yutet Yugimel. Okay, I brought it on your sheet also. Kol hanogea b'meit b'nefesh hadem asher yamut v'lo yitchata. Anyone who touches, right, comes in contact with a dead person, and he doesn't purify himself. Et mikdat mishkan Hashem timei. What's obvious? What's the context here? He must be going to the mikdash because he was mitamei mikdash Hashem. V'nechrata nefesh ahi miYisrael. Kimei nidah lo zorak alav. Tamei yehye od tum ato bo. Pasuk that's talking about tumah mikdash uses the word tumah, and our pasuk uses the word tumato, and our pasuk also says tumato. Therefore, malahalan tumah mikdash, afkan tumah mikdash. Okay, so now we've resolved it, and we've said it must be gzereshava of the tumato. So now we have two gzereshavas. We have one gzereshava beimatmea to teach about kodshim, and we have another gzereshava of mikdash. Of tumato to teach you about mikdash, and that's how we get both of them. Okay, after a very long-winded thing, we finally have it. So now they say, but wait a minute, go back to this word ba. Ve'elaba lamali, elaba lamali. So what do we need this ba for? If we know that we learn one zereshava from there, one zereshava from there, we don't need the ba to say this and nothing else. We already know this and nothing else because each one was learned out from a zereshava. So truma is excluded not because of the word ba. Truma is excluded because there's no gzereshava about truma. Very simple. So what's the ba for? Lirabot nivelat of tahor. Notice the list. It says nivela chaya, nivela behema, and nivelat sheretz. Now all those are similar in the sense that how are you mitame by them? By touching them or maga or masa, right? There's carrying, touching, but nivelat of tahor. If you remember, there's a special Din of Tumah by a Nivlat of Tahor, okay, the carcass of a Tahor bird, which is that when it's Bebeit HaBliyah, when you're eating it, as you're swallowing it and you touch something, you're Mitame that item. So while it's in the Beit HaBliyah, it's called, while you're, it's like being swallowed, that right at that moment, if you touch something, you can be Mitame it. Now that's a different type of Tumah from all the others. And therefore, it would need a special limud that in addition, let's say, while you were swallowing the Sivat of Tahor, you ate kodshim, or you went to the mikdash. Okay? So, that would be included, even though it doesn't say so in the pasuk. So now they say, wait a minute, you're really confusing me, because what did we say until now? Ba was a word to exclude, not to include, right? You said ba, ba velo truma. That's what we were trying to learn from it. So now all of a sudden you say ba is coming to include? That's very weird. Ha'amard ba mi'utehu. Didn't you say ba was lema'et? So now they say, mishum de mi'utehu iyater k'tiv. Okay, because it is a mi'ut, we're actually going to now include. Why? Let's read the pasuk and then we'll explain. K'tiv, o ki'yiga. When it says ki'yiga, it seems to imply what? De bar nigia in, de lav bar nigia lo. It seems to already exclude the nevelat of tahor because ki yiga sounds like only things that are metame maga, right? That can be metame from you touching it, as opposed to the of tahor, which is metame only when you're swallowing it, and therefore you would have thought to exclude it. Uktiv ba mi utahu, and then it says ba, which would also comes to exclude. And now we use one of the principles. Ve'im mi'ut achar mi'ut, right? So now we have a mi'ut followed by another mi'ut. And what do we learn? A double negative. Ve'im mi'ut achar mi'ut ela lirabot. So while you're right that ba'ez lema'et, but the beginning of the pasuk already was mema'et. Now, you have to understand, there's a bit of a play here because ki ga means you're touching something while you're already tameh, after you've already come in contact, right? It makes sense, right? That the ki tiga b'chol davar tameh means only things that you are mitameh by, that you become tameh from touching them, as opposed to this one, which is bebeit habliyah. So number one, ki tiga comes to exclude it, and then it says ba comes to include. So now we basically learn that mi'ut achar mi'ut is lirabot, and we end up including it. Okay, so that's how we got from this word of ba that we thought was an exclusive word, now becomes an inclusive word because of the double mi'ut. Okay, that's the end of that section. So basically, it was a very long-winded way to finally come to the conclusion. How do we know that the subject of those verses is someone who's tameh, who comes to the mikdash, or eats kodshim, as opposed to someone who's tameh, who eats truma, or something else? And we learned an additional halacha, which is not just the things listed in the pasuk, but even someone who's metame from the of tahor, nivelat of tahor, right, from the dead carcass of an of tahor, while he's eating it, if he goes to the mikdash or comes in contact with or eats kodshim, he's also going to bring the korban olevi oved. Okay, now going back to at which types of cases do you bring the korban olevi oved, right? So we said it's when there was yidi'ah b'tchila and yidi'ah b'sof with a ha'alem bein time. But then, as I said in the beginning of class to review, now we have the next case, which is yesh by yidi'ah b'tchila, you knew you were tameh, let's say it's that case, ve'ein by yidi'ah b'sof. Then you forget, you go to the mikdash or ikodshim, and then you don't end up remembering that you were tameh. You forgot entirely. Se'ir anasa b'fnim, right? Ve'yom ha-kippurim is mechaper. So the se'ir, the lechatat that we bring on Yom ha-kippurim for the nation, that's the se'ir that's mechaper. You can look in the psukim, vayikra yotet, it's the next verses on the page that I brought. Psukim tevav and tetzayin v'shachat et seir achatat asher la'am. Okay, so the Kohen, in the description of what he does in Yom Kippur in Parshat Acharei Mod, it says he slaughters the seir achatat that's for the nation. Ve'vi etamo mibeit laparoch v'asat emo kasher asal adam hapar v'izau to al hakaporah v'lifnei hakaporah. Right, he does this inside the sprinkling. V'chiper al hakodesh mitumot bnei Yisrael mipishehem l'chol chatotam, and he's mechaper on the kodesh from all the tumot of Bnei Israel and their pshaim, for all of their chataim. We're going to darshan these words in a little while. B'chein yaseh lo'ol moed ha-shochein itam b'toch tumatam. Okay, so now we're going to say, Tanu Rabbanan, b'chiper la'kodesh mitumot Bnei Israel. Yesh li b'inyan hazeh la'avi shalosh tumot. They're now going to say, what are these tumot Bnei Israel? We're going to, in theory, you could say that it's referring to three different types of tumot. Tumat avodah zarah, Tum'at gilor arayot, v'tum'at shvichut tamim. Maybe what it's mechaper on is these three sins of avodah zarah, gilor arayot, and shvichut tamim, the top three, right? Maybe those are the three sins that we're talking about, and it refers to them as mitum'ot b'nei Yisrael. Why? Because we're going to see that all three of them have psukim that talk about them in the context of that they cause impurity. Okay, Bavodah Zarah Omer. Okay, I'm going to read the whole pasuk to you, so it's also in your sheet. The last three pasukim on the sheets are matching up to these pasukim. Vani atenet panai ba'isha hu, v'ichrati oto mikerav amoki mizaron atan lamolech. This is someone who gives their son, sacrifices their son to the molech of Avodah Zarah. Leman tameh mikdashi ulechalel l'shem kodshi. So this person has defiled the mikdash by doing that. The next one, Giloy Arayot. Giloy Arayot. Huomer, Ushmartemet Mishmarti Livotia so Mihukota Toivota Shena Sulfnechem, Velot Tamuba Maniashamalokechem. Where is this? This is in Bayukra Yukheb. We know this parak, we've seen it many times. It's the parak that talks all about the Arayot. And at the end of that the parak it says, and keep my mitzvot and don't do like others have done before you, Velotitam Ubahem. Again, it mentions Tum'ah in that context. B'shvichut tamim. Okay, this is also a parak we're very familiar with. This is Bamidbar Lamed Hey, which from Masechet Makot we just learned many psukim in this parak, which is all about the rotzach b'shkaga and the rotzach b'mezid. So while it's talking about shvichut tamim, again, the whole context of that parak is shvichut tamim. Again, the end of that parak it says, "V'lo titameh et ha'aretz asher etem yoshvim ba, asher ani shochem b'tocha, ki ani Hashem shochem b'toch b'nei Yisrael." Okay, so again, by murdering people, you're mitameh the aretz. So therefore, they're going to suggest, which is logical, that when it says "Chiper al Kodesh mitumot bnei Israel," that it seems to be referring to, or it could be referring to, these top three averot. That the seir, which makes sense, right? If we're bringing the seir on Yom Kippurim, what better thing to be mechaper than on these three great averot that we always talk about? So now he says, "Yachol al shalosh tumot halalu yehi seir mechaper." You might have thought that it's on these three tumot that the seir is mechaper. Talmud lomar, but therefore the pasuk comes to teach you mi tumot bnei Israel velo kol tumot. Okay, what does this mean? It says mi tumot bnei Israel. Okay, b'chiper l'kodesh mi tumot. Mi always means from the tumot, but not all the tumot. If it said b'chiper l'kodesh al tumot b'nei Israel, then you'd say, oh, it's on everything. But since it says mi tumot, it's coming to exclude and saying only some of the tumot. Ma matzinu shechilek hakatuv michlal kol tumot. So now, where have we seen that the pasuk separates out tumot from other tumot? We don't know yet where we see this. We're going to see it on tomorrow's daf. Hevei omer tumat mikdash v'kodashav. Just like somewhere else, the pasuk separated out tumot from other tumot. And which tumot were those that were separated out? Tumat mikdash v'kodashav. Av kam b'tumat mikdash v'kodashav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so therefore he says, obviously, these tumot are not referring to the three tumot of Giloy HaRayot, Avodah Zarah, and Shfichut Damim, but it's referring to Mikdash and Kodashav, and that matches our Mishnah, right? This is what we're trying to get to, that the Seir on Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper for these things. And how do we know? Because this is Mitumot, and just like, again, we don't know yet where this is, we're going to see it tomorrow, just like Tumat, Mikdash, and Kodashav is separated out in a different place from other tumot, likewise, they're designated here. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mim Komo Mukhra. You don't need to say, oh, it's just like Chilek HaKatuv somewhere else, Mikdash and Kodashim, and therefore here too. No, you can learn it out directly from its place. Why? Harehu Omer, he has a different way of darshaning. It's talking about Mikdash and Kodashav. They both come to the same conclusion. It's just a different method. Harehu Omer, V'chiper la Kodesh Mitumot. Mitumot shel Kodesh. Ah, what does he say? V'chiper la Kodesh Mitumot. He reverses the order and says, from what type of tumot? Tumot of kodesh, which would be mikdash and kodeshim. Yachol al kol tumah shebechodesh, yeseir zemechaper. You might have thought it's on any kind of tumah of kodeshim, meaning with yediyah, without yediyah, right? Maybe if you had yediyah b'tchila and yediyah b'self, maybe this would be mechaper. Let's say you didn't bring a korban levi or ed. Right? Let's say you knew. You knew you went tamei into the mikdash, you forgot at some point, then you remembered, and you didn't bring a korban levi or eid. Maybe this would also be mechaper. Talmud lomar, how do we know it's not? Mi pishehem lechol chatotam. Chataim dumia depshaim. Because it says mi pishehem lechol chatotam, it has to be chataim that are like pshaim. Okay, let's talk about what this is. What are pshaim? Pshaim, when you're a poshea, what does that mean? Going back to Baba Metzia, what's pshia? It's when you did it, bebezid, on purpose. So just like pshaim, she'inam b'nei korban, when you do all these things, bebezid, right? All this is shkaga, remember. Chatat, you bring when you forgot, you made a mistake. But pshaim, you can't bring a korban for. Af chataim, she'inam b'nei korban. This is only mechaper on cases where there is no other korban to bring, which would exclude which? Our case, when you have yediyah b'tchila, yediyah b'sof, and you didn't bring your korban olevi yored, the seer can't be mechaper because it can only be mechaper in a case that there is no alternative korban. It's an interesting theory, right? It makes sense. That the seer on Yom Kippurim is only, it doesn't, the kohen can't just do hocus pocus and be mechaper in everything for you. If you're supposed to do something yourself, then you have to do it yourself. If you can't do it yourself because you don't know about it, well, then it can help you. Okay? So therefore, it has to be Abchatim Sheinam B'nei Korban. Uminayin Leyesh Ba'yidiyah B'tchila Ve'ein Ba'yidiyah B'sof Shesi'ir Zeh Toleh. How do we know that if you know about it and then forget and then you don't remember, that this seir, like we talked about in the beginning of today's shir, it's only tole. It's dependent on what happens in the future. If you never realize your mistake, well, then it will be mechaper. But if you realize at a certain point, then you have to bring your own korban. So how do we know that it's tole? Because it says, lecho chatatam, chayave chataot b'mashma. Okay, in other words, it works. Second. Wait, I'm sorry. I don't know what this means. One second. It's going to include. Right, it's things that can't. It's only things. Wait, did I read this wrong? One second. How do we know? That it works, right? Because it's only things that could potentially come eventually to chiyuv korban chatat, which is a case where you had yediyah b'tchila. But if what they want to really say is that if you didn't have any yediyah at all, you didn't even know you were tamei, and then you went into the mikdash not knowing anything, that you will never bring a korban chatat on that. So that is not included. but it's including a case where you had a yediyah, you then forgot, and then you didn't remember, but if you eventually did remember, you'd eventually come to a korban chatat. And that's why they learn from the word chatatan, that it's only things that can ultimately come to a chiyuv chatat. Amarmar, okay, you know what, let's stop here, because now they're going to go back to this, these three things of the Tumat of Avodah Zarah, Giloria and Shfichut Amim, and they're going to say, when they suggested this, even though they rejected it, what type of a case were they talking about that you would actually have to bring a korban for Avodah Zarah, Giloria and Shfichut Amim? When do we have korban associated with those averot?